This is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Gentlemen, this is Button Pushers, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Diego, aka DJ-go, and Radybro 2. There we go. I think those were all of my original DJ names in college. In college. I'm speaking like such an adult. Okay, let us log in and get some music playing. I am a little late. I just got back from, I guess, my house, but I was on a call with my brother, which is really nice. I haven't caught up with him in a little bit. I have a tendency, many of my close friends know this, to just completely fall off the grid and not like reach out at all for like a really long period of time. And I'm working on it, but he's always very patient with me in responding and stuff, which is really nice. So I wanted to try and like get as much time in as I could before leaving for radio. But it was really nice. We got to play some games for a little bit, and he told me about Monster Hunter. He's very into that game. It's a very cool game. You should check out the series. There's an anime, there is a game that's like an RPG style, and then there's also like a like combat style game, but not like a fighting game. Like you fight like a raid boss for like 45 minutes on end. So fun with your friends. Super, super good. And the new game is coming out soon. So we didn't talk too much about that because he's very anti-spoiler. But we did talk about some of the previous like RPG-style games for a little bit, which was fun. And now I'm just rambling. But let's get some music. Sorry, I'm like super frazzled because I was late and I don't like being late. But here we are. Can I get it to play from my computer? I can. Huge. And I don't know, what are we going to get it started with here? Maybe let me chill out a little bit. Let's start with something chill. This is An Angel Will Be With You Shortly, the Jonathan Stein remix. This is originally by Jake Chapman. I found Jonathan Stein originally from a remix of a Drulu song. I think it's Many Words. It's a really good remix. There's very few Drulu remixes that I actually like the remixed version more than the original. I think that might be one of them, but not super sure. Jonathan Stein has like a really nice understanding of like microtonalities and like makes these really cool, like, you should find his Instagram if you're interested. He has these really cool like chord building like reels where he's talking about like blending notes together. I don't know, it's really cool. You'll hear it probably in this because this beat is like super super smooth and it has this really nice like crystalline ethereal quality in a lot of the the background, or like, I'm sorry, in the lead, and then the background is very slidey, like it feels like everything kind of glides from one chord to the next instead of like chopped up or like playing one chord at a time. Pretty cool. I liked it a lot. I had it looping for a bit when I first found it and kind of showed it to a couple people to get their thoughts on it because I was like, this is a cool one. So let me know what you think if you want to. Otherwise, just vibe. Let me chill out for a bit, catch my breath, and then we'll get into some more. Great track. Big fan of any instrumentation that is very, like, chimey like that. That kind of chimey timber, like, bell timber. It's so good. I love it. It does something to my brain. Something good. Good stuff. Okay, I should play some Vocaloid stuff, because when I was on my way over, I told my brother I might play some Vocaloid, and he was like, he celebrated, so that's the kind of person he is. I'm publicly outing him. No, Vocaloid's sick. In following up on, you know, me completely falling off the grid, I gave one of my friends a heads up, and I was like, hey, just, like, as a heads up, I'm gonna probably, like, not respond for a little bit, and I apologize, but, like, you know, whatever. And they were like, that's chill, go rot. And then, like, 2 weeks later, they were like, are you still rotting? If so, like, don't worry, ignore this. But if not, here's a Vocaloid song. And so then I was like, you know what? I am kind of in a Vocaloid mood. So I started listening to some today. It's just energetic. It's so much energy, so much stuff packed into one song. Very good. I also just love digital voices. There's a lot of, like, I think a big reason why I'm really into, like, Porter's project is, like, the Sad Machine vocal is, like, super good, the Shelter vocal, and, like, the Nurture-esque kind of vocal quality throughout that album is, like, very, not as digital, but definitely still, you know, synthetic, I would say. It's just cool. It's a cool way to use language as, like, an instrument, but not a voice, if that makes sense. Or, like, words as an instrument, but not a voice. Kind of cool. But, like, I guess it's still a voice. Anyway, whatever. I've played this on the show before, probably even this season, I think, but I was kind of having, like, a slump day at work and needed to get it all out, so I like this track for this. It is called Ia Ia Ia, which translates to basically, like, whatever, 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 like, don't care. And the whole track is about, like, existential dread and getting in your own head and then just being like, shake it out, go head empty style, don't think about it, and say whatever, 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 and vibe. It's good stuff, and I really like this kind of beat and groove in this one. It's very, very groovy, so I hope some of you get up and dance. So here is Ia 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 by Niru, making a second, if not maybe third, entrance to the show, third debut, I don't know, my brain isn't working, head empty. There it is, whatever. Yeah, yeah.
Don't you mind?
That's good vibes. That one's just nice. I love the, like, very choppy and, like, lots of plucking, I guess, on, like, the bass in a lot of, like Japanese funk music, Japanese, like, yeah, like, that kind of stuff is, like, really, it's very prevalent in their music, and it's very, like, it coincides very well with the language as well. The language has a very low information density, so you need more syllables to kind of get your point across, and that means that they get a little bit more, like, syncopated, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, because all of their syllables are shorter, and, like, they're the same length and have a very similar structure, so you get a lot of, like, really cool syncopation, and they play along with that with the bass that kind of complements it as well. Super cool. Love it, love it, love it. I read a big thread on that the other day that was just, like, super interesting. It's crazy how much, like, you know, no one thinks about it when they're making the music, but, like, why things come together is, like, so interesting, so cool. Okay, I want to play more Porter. That's a big shocker to everyone, I'm sure. Last time, I think I ended with Is There Really No Happiness, and it did get cut off, which is really sad, because the ending is really great. There's, like, a little bit where Porter pitches up his voice a little bit, so it sounds like a different person, like a probably like a female friend or something, just playfully being like, you know, Porter, you got to be careful because some people die of nostalgia. And it's a really, like, nice kind of any, and then they just, like, do like a haha, just kidding, I gotcha. And it's a really kind of cool conclusion to the song, because I think Porter has this really big emphasis, especially in this album, but I think even more so in Nurture, trying to kind of grapple with nostalgia and, like, this idea of looking back on your past with, like, longing, and also kind of recognizing that when you were in the moment, it wasn't nostalgic, you know, it wasn't serene or divine, or, like, you know, like, it wasn't held in your head with such esteem, and now it's, like, unreachable but so much better than it, like, felt in the moment, kind of thing. And that's, like, a very difficult thing to grasp, because it's kind of, like, similar to the, like, you don't know what you have until it's gone, but it's, like, you don't even know that you didn't have it yet kind of thing. Like, you don't know that you're not gonna have it at the start. It's kind of like the reverse of that expression, I guess. And kind of living presently and observing everything you're doing as, like, a lens of, like, wow, this is gonna be nostalgic, and, like, kind of makes you, I don't know, appreciate things a little more, at least try and be a little bit more present. But it also kind of comes with that weight of, like, am I always going to be thinking of, like, things that have already happened? Or am I always going to be thinking about how I will feel about this in the future instead of how I'm feeling about it right now, kind of thing? I don't know. He does a lot of, like, playing with the temporality of emotions and such. So, really like that ending. It's a kind of playful way to tie in the rest of the vibes of the Porter vibes, I suppose. I want to play two more tracks. We'll do one that's a little slower and, like, you know, more emotional, more Porter. And then we'll go into the collab with Frost Children. And that'll segue really nicely into the new Frost Children song that just came out today, which I haven't fully listened to yet. I've been on a little bit of a no new music kick, which I know is crazy, crazy. But I've really been looping some albums recently. Porter 1 for sure, new Childish Gambino. I've listened to the Knock 2 album a couple times. His EP that he dropped, not the most recent one, but Room 202 from like a while ago being like a year, I think exactly. But yeah, okay, sorry, not that much new music, listening to older stuff, but the new Frost Children track, first of all, it's great. Like, I listened to the first bit and it's like everything I would have expected and more. Super, super great. And the cover art is also fantastic. I love their vibe right now. If you look on their Instagram for like how they've been promoting this track, they are just posting like the crazy, like the weirdest stuff. Just like stop motion photos of them like jumping around in New York, but like for no reason. And there's like, it's way too much like light rays and like hyper edit going on. It's like, it's really good. They're very crazy. I love them. But speaking of loving, I guess, here is Porter's song, Easier to Love You. And this track means like a lot to me as well. I think this one was the one that kind of hit me the most once the album dropped. I think Russian Roulette still definitely like floored me when I first heard it. But Easier to Love You is really, again, kind of tying into that temporality of perspective and emotions, and like the concept, I guess, is that in the present you may not be very proud of yourself, but the past you might look at where you are at right now and be like, I mean, you're doing better than we were, like I'm proud of how far you made it, or even just for making it that far. Like, I don't know, some people don't think they are going to make it that far and they push through, and there's a kind of I like a loss of perspective sometimes of thinking about where you came from. You know, like you can look back in the past and think of all these things that were good, but you also don't think about all the trouble that you went through. That's another thing that nostalgia does, is it gets rid of all the problems and all the issues because you're seeing everything in this like highlighted, you know, glorified light. And there's kind of this idea of like, I'm not getting better, or I should be doing more, and you lose that perspective of like everything that you have already done, you know. And this comes from Porter, who was massively successful very early on in his career and then fell off the grid for a while, like 7 years, and people were really like wondering, you know, where's more Porter stuff, like kind of sad to lose this idol. And he was working on some other stuff and other projects, but not like under his own work, and very much went into the scope of like him grappling with his depression and his self-hate and like really beating himself up for like, if I did it once before and it's hard now, maybe it's not my passion, but I do like to do it, but I'm not doing it as fast or as well as I used to do, and maybe not the same way, or maybe not for the same people, but like I still like to do it, I think, but it's hard to like anything right now because I'm in a depressive episode. And it's just like, so like, there's so much, I guess, going on all the time. And Easier to Love You is like a very slow song, kind of from the perspective of like you and your past self at the same time, I guess, or at least for Porter, it's him and his past self. But really, really good track. I think my favorite set of lines is, there is one part where it seems like the older, you know, version is saying, please be disappointed in me, I know I'm not what you would have expected. And there's like kind of the response of just being like, yeah, but like, you should see like yourself, your future self, how I, the past version, sees you, because that's so much better than I was expecting or what I was planning or, you know, what I had anticipated. And it's just a really, really good track. So now that I'm done yapping about it for 5 minutes, we've only played 2 songs this show. Oh my goodness. Okay. We'll get into Easier to Love You, and then I'll talk briefly about Mona Lisa, and then we'll get some bangers in here because I want to dance a little bit. Here is Easier to Love You from Porter Robinson's Smile. Fun fact, he also learned guitar in between Nurture and Now, so a lot of the guitar is him as well.
Suit on. when it obvious I wasn't who you think it would be. So much easier to love you if you could only see yourself like me.
Track. I love it so much. I was listening to, he did like a live stream of the album and kind of commentated over it. And at one point he said when he was showing the song to people, a lot of people kind of gave him, not a, like a side eye, but like, you know, they did the tilt their head and be like, oh, I don't know if I like that part where it goes, I'll pick up painting, I'll join the gym. And they were like, the kind of sounds a little weird and out of place. And your background vocal that is pitched up, just it like it pierces through right there and it sounds a little weird. And Porter kind of like heard that over and over again and was like, you know what? I hear it and I know it's weird, but I think I am going to leave it there because it like I think it grabs the attention a little bit in a spot of the verse that might become monotonous at a part where I really want them to pay attention. And I thought that was really cool. It's a, like, interesting way to, like, I don't know, like, engineer your audience, I guess, and make sure that they stay tuned for the message, I guess. But yeah, really, really good track. I think it's so, like, bittersweet to think about the prospect of, like, loving yourself over your life, because everything you, like, do for yourself is, like, a little bit of love, probably, right? But it's really easy to see all the things that you aren't doing for yourself. And perhaps it's easier to see that because of what's, you know, perpetuated and what's talked about. And like the general consensus of the world and stuff is all about like getting more or becoming comfortable. And like it's can sometimes be hard to acknowledge that you're pursuing that while you are pursuing it, if that makes sense. And also kind of this toxic idea of like the constant pursuit of it, like trying to recognize when you've like reached a level of comfortability that like previous you would have been proud of. And then like you have to accept that you are no longer previous you and current you also wants progress and might want to move forward, but you don't want to be toxic about it. And it's so hard to love yourself in the middle of all of those swell of emotions. And this is a really kind of cute way to be like, yes, that is true. But if you really did zoom out and time traveled, you know, there's a really good quote in a book, Tomorrow, Tomorrow, and Tomorrow, which I need to finish. I'm only halfway through. But it goes, basically, he sees someone he hasn't seen in like 5 years. And he goes, this is what time travel is like. Or like, this is as close as we'll get to time travel. It's seeing someone in their current state and all of your memories of them kind of at the same time and having to compare them and reconcile them. And I think that's like a cool idea to kind of do with yourself if you can. I mean, like, I know not everyone has been blessed or cursed with a memory as strong as my own, but like you can really go back and put yourself in those shoes and then look at where you're at now. And I don't know, I'm proud. Like, I've got a lot to be proud about and I don't always feel proud, but when I do that, it does make me feel a lot better. So I encourage you in your next, you know, self-hate slash like, you know, echo chamber of self-destruction moment, the spirals, you know, try to zoom out a little bit of perspective and look at where, like where you started, all the improvements you've made. There's a lot of life lived at this point, if you're anywhere near my age or twice as much or whatever, you know, lots of life lived all over. done yapping. Let's get into some heat. Okay, no, this isn't exactly heat yet. It'll get to it, but I really like this collab. Porter saw Frost Children in Paris and really just, like, fell in love with them, and I think he went to go see them because he heard Lethal and really liked it. Lethal is, like, one of the best love songs, like, ever written. It is so pure and so, like, heart-wrenching and so, like, so good. I also really like Marigold from that album. I think that is also a really good, like, love song. That one is more of, like, a cutesy love song. Lethal is, like, a sad, like, heart-wrenching one. And listening to Porter go over his album, he gets to this song and he's talking about how he met Frost Children and got to collab with them, and he says, you know, immediately he's like, I had originally heard Lethal, which is just like one of the most heart-wrenching songs I'd ever heard. And I was like, I've been saying this for years. Okay, not years, because it hasn't been out for years, but like, I was very excited to hear that. I was like, I agree, my friend, because Porter and I are besties, we go way back. But he saw them in Paris and then like met up with them after the show and was like, would you guys want to like work on a song together sometime? Because I think that would be really fun. Like, I've got this studio that I'm working in Paris for a little bit, because that's where he made Kitsune Maison Freestyle as well. And they were like, yeah, I mean, like, we've got another show in a day, but we'll come hang in the studio for like 16 hours and then we'll leave, go do our show. And then I think they came back for like 3 hours and just like finished up the song or something. I mean, I'm sure they worked on it for more than just those two segments, but that was like the first burst or something. It was kind of hard to catch. I was also navigating New York train station at the time, so couldn't pay like super, super close attention, or at least as close as I wanted to. But this collab works. It is so good. Like, Frost Children is such a nice combination of like, so they had like two albums that came out at the same time, Speed Run and Hearthroom. And Hearthroom is the very like love songy, there's lots of acoustic stuff, lots of like folk, and then Speedrun is like EDM and warehouse and gritty, like dark pop stuff. It's like, it's good. It's like a really nice dichotomy, I guess, of their project. And Porter, if you like know the Porter lore, has been everywhere as well. Like, started as Echo Wraith in a very, very like dubstepy, you know, like Bangarang Skrillex kind of thing, and then went into Porter and still was in the EDM zone with like Spitfire, and then went into Worlds, which was much more of like emotional kind of EDM stuff, and really set the scene and the pace for that whole like festival, you know, enterprise right now. But he's also done Virtual Self, which is very, very like digicore and like dark synth and darknet stuff. And he has a lot, like, if you've ever seen his DJ sets, he really gets into like the gritty stuff. Like, he gets super gritty, which is super weird when all you've heard is like Nurture, and he's like talking about how, oh, I'm like learning to love myself, and I'll always appreciate my mother for supporting me, and I'm like so in love with the love of my life and also with music and my passion. And then you like, you go to his DJ sets and he's blasting like really like vulgar rap over like this super gritty bass line, and it's just like so different, right? And seeing these two people, or like groups, I guess, collaborate on a project was exciting, because I wanted to see what that would, you know, turn into. And I think their styles just blend so well together. Like, it's fun to listen to a collab and be able to tell which person did what part. And I think it's even more fun when you listen to a collab and it that becomes really hard. And you're just like, wow, they just sound good together. Like, I can't really tell which person like inspired what part of what song. I think this could have come out of either of them. And it's like so cool that they are putting their like efforts together right now. Very good. Things to say about this track. It's pretty good. The chorus definitely has a nice hook to it, but the bridge is crazy. The bridge is just pure energy. I cannot wait to hear it live. I'm seeing Porter in 2 weeks, and I'm so excited. I really, really hope to just go crazy to this one. I've already heard Cheerleader live, and it goes nuts, so much harder than I would have thought, because it's not really like an EDM album, but it does go crazy in a club. But the end of this track is basically like, the whole song is them saying like, Mona Lisa, I'll wait for you, and kind of this idea of like the untouchable ethereal beauty that is distant, or perhaps choosing to be distant, and the, you know, aka simp, just being like, I love you, but I will wait for you. And then that slowly bubbles into like a infuriation towards the end of the song, and it goes, like, what is it all for? Am I just another face through the door? Like, what, like, it, I just love that line so much, honestly. But the syncopation is really, really good, and they're just yelling it. And that's like my favorite thing from Frost Children, is they can yell and be gritty and angry in their music in a way that's just like so authentic. And one of the reasons I really, really, really like Lethal, as being like a super heart-wrenching song. So all of that is to say, while Frost Children did post a song today called Shake It Like A, and they have like bras and masks that say Shake It Like A written on it in like permanent marker, and they're super esoteric and weird, they also are super intelligent and in tune with their emotions at the same time, in a way that, like, that was the first thing that Porter said about them when he was collabing with them, is like, these people both know music, emotions, and like how to navigate a really, really complicated landscape, a social landscape. And I don't know, I think they're a really impressive band. So we're gonna play this, then we'll play the new Frost Children track, and then god, it's already 10:40. If no one comes in at 11, I might play like one or two more songs past 11, we'll see, because I want to dance. Let's play some like fun stuff. But for now, we'll get into Mona Lisa. This is Porter Robinson and Frost Children collab. Get ready for that bridge. It is so good. I'm going to scream it in the studio. I hope you learn it and learn to scream it sometime too. It's just fun. Here it goes.
Lay blood.
super good. I love it. I'm going to drop it. I'm going to say killer track. Killer track, Mona Lisa. So good. I love it. The perspective, like the POV of the person who believes themselves to be like out of the league, you know, like leagues away. Frost Children captures that so well. Like, I think Cheerleader kind of talks a little bit about unrequited feelings, but that's more about, I think, the fans wanting more from Porter than he's able to put out, more than like him, you know, interest over a girl or a girl interest over him or whatever. But I do think there is like a story in that as well, or a partner, I should say. Mona Lisa, like Frost Children really get that vibe. Like, I think that's a big part of Lethal. Like, the heart-wrenching part is like, I guess it's not gonna work, but like, why? It's so good. They're very, very good at capturing that. And I honestly kind of think it's because they're like, you know, they're very emotionally intelligent, very interesting and cool people. Like, people have great reviews to say about them in interviews and just hanging out with them and stuff like that. But they're weird, like, socially speaking, like, very, very esoteric and off the wall. And I can see where they've seen a lot of the, you know, the people who get surrounded and are very, very popular, and kind of, you know, admiring them, but from a distance, and like that whole POV. I don't know. So good. And that final ending song is just, the final bridge of that song is so good. So much energy. Just yelling like, too late, blood on my face. So, so good. I just love screaming it so much. I cannot wait for the concert. I'm gonna like lose my voice so, so quickly. But, wow, sorry, that was really loud. But now that we've already played a Frost Children track, let's transition from that into the new Frost Children track that just dropped today featuring Danny Brown. This is Shake It Like A. I haven't heard the full song yet, but I did hear the first 2 minutes on my way over. After I finished the call with my brother, I was calling him on the walkover as well. And then I listened to Shake It Like A for like the minute that I was walking up the stairs to the station. It's good. The bass line just comes out of nowhere, or not out of nowhere, but like it hits right away, I should say. And it's very Frost Children-y in the sense of like really ripping distortion, really gritty, you know, not super like filtered and cleaned out, you know, very dirty, very gritty. Love it. Very sawtooth kind of bass lines. Fun. So here is Shake It Like A, and I'm excited to hear the end of this song and just kind of go crazy to it in the studio. Kind of fun to hear a song pretty much for the first time on these big speakers. Let's get into it. I should also say this is going to be a different vibe. So before we get into it, the previous stuff was very cute and like fun and emotional and credit scores education. The credit fairy. There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org, brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council. Great. Now that that PSA is over, the next PSA is, this is going to be heavier, and the following songs will also be heavier. Here's Shake It Like A. Again.
Moon, I beat my own drum, then sell my own tune. Do what I choose, give a fuck about a trend. Bitch, I'm all about that crew, motherfucker, new friend. Y'all been this way, 10 steps ahead. Need to cut that shit out, like Lil Wayne Dress. When I flip in an instant, y'all on a zip. And straight out the trenches, swing fuck the fences.
I feel it, baby. it like a bitch.
Pushing like a planet, please, baby. You gotta get real dramatic, like a movie scene. I don't like it, I love it. I want you to touch it and fill me up, like the TSA. Do it right.
Going all night, ain't putting up a fight. Let your guard down, let your break it down. I'm wide awake, give me y'all like a take. Take no breaks, let me see you shake. I'm wide awake, give me y'all like a take. Take no breaks, let me see you shake. Going all night, ain't putting up a fight, so let your guard down.
Shake it like a.
I feel it, baby, you feel it too. Growing now, growing now, growing now. Move on my body like you're supposed to. Like you're supposed to.
Yeah, girl, shake it like a.
That's good. I like it. I like it a lot. I like the Danny Brown raps too. Those are pretty good and very much like, I think it's probably Lulu who does the Bart around like 2 minutes in, the kind of like lower voice, more like sultry verse. Love it, love it, love it. Love when Frost Children digs into their little like sultry sex appeal voice. So, so good. Can I say sex appeal on air? I hope I can. I just did. Moving on. I'll go a little faster this time. Let's keep the energy up. Here's Like a Punk by Joey Valence and Bray. This is off their newer album, No Hands. Love Joey Valence and Bray. They are doing Jersey rap and bringing a lot of fun into it. Kind of in the same vein of like Negative 25 as well, where both of these artists are kind of like just making music and some of it is like super funny and weird, and but not really in like a Baby No Money / Young Gravy, like I'm so successful, I'm so cool, like look at me go kind of way. Like it's like extremely satirical and still really fun. Like they have their outfits do not match their music at all. Check out their Instagram page. I think they also have some pretty great ads for their like new albums. They're like, this is the kind of music I make, but I look like this, and it's like not what you would have expected at all. Super, super good stuff. They're very funny too. And nice, like fun rap style too. Like I think if you like this track, you should check the rest of the album, but this is probably the most like energetic one on the track. Like I think I don't totally remember, but this one is just super gritty. It kind of sounds very like, Gwen Stefani was in a band, and my mom is going to kill me for not knowing this, because I used to listen to the album a lot growing up. No Doubt. It sounds like it comes from the No Doubt album from, like, what was it, 2003? Now I'm searching through. When did the No Doubt album that I'm thinking of come out? Rocksteady, 2001. It seems like the bass line could have been off of that album, but maybe I'm just thinking of random stuff. Anyway, here is Like a Punk by Joey Valence and Bray. Check out the rest of their stuff if you like goofy rap music. Here it goes. Wake up and I'm feeling like a punk.
Wake up and I'm feeling like a punk. Yeah.
time to rave, it's time to rave, it's time to rave, it's time to, it's time to rave, it's time to rave, it's time to rave, it's time to, it's time to rave, it's time to rave, it's time to rave, it's time to, it's time to rave, it's time to rave, it's time to rave.
Love it. I love the ending of the track. There's like quite a few parts in this album where either at the start or the end they have like a recording snippet of their, you know, recording session, and it's just like them being like, do you think anybody's actually gonna like this? Or like them just laughing about, like, you could hear it in the studio like through their headphones. It's like, wake up and I'm feeling like a punk, and then they just burst out laughing because they're like, this is so goofy. And it is, it really is. It's super fun though. I think I'm gonna play another track from this album just because it's fun. I was grooving to it, and also love the name, and just like the concept of the song in general is just funny. This one goes out, let's say it goes out to my brother. We used to watch this show all the time growing up, and that watch that mom got us for Christmas, I think she got us both one, if I remember correctly. You can put pictures on it, right? And I put this picture on it. You'll know when you hear it, but here it is. Omnitrix by Joey Valence and Bray, the last song on No Hands. Give it up for Ben 10.
Wait, hold up. Before you do that, let me...
Ben 10, cause I own 10 Bens. Nah, that's cabbage, cause I always carry 10 Bens. Just kidding, it's cause I only got 10 friends. And nothing less than, that's my 10 cents. You a small fry, I'm a double gulp. Drink orange juice straight with extra pulp. Doctors confused why I got an extra pulse. You ain't even seen shit yet, just wait till I use my alt. Feeling like a mercy, I end every show with a curse. You start your show and 2 hours early. I'm off the Pepsi and you off the Perky. And all these girlies wanna chase me now. Yeah, they wanna be a part of it. She said she wanna see a party trick. This ain't a watch, this an Omnitrix. This ain't a watch, this an Omnitrix. Booty with a side of fries. Did a triple backflip, I ain't even tried. If you want the VIP, bitch, get in line. Let me talk to the fans who seen it live. Keeping it going like I am on fire. MFB doomed, I'm not even tired. Keeping up rapping till I am retired. Watched Marley and Me just for a good cry. Yeah, just for a good cry. And I don't even have another bar right now. I just wanted to say that. And all these girlies wanna chase me now. Yeah, they wanna be a part of it. Oh, you wanna see a party trick? This ain't a watch, this an Omnitrix.
I'ma sip my water and eat my cake and watch y'all fall off like croissants you flake. Yes, I wear pink. Yes, I paint my nails. Comfy with myself. I'm a macho male. Calm down, Johnny Bravo. Yeah, you probably drive a Tahoe. Yeah, you probably drive a Tahoe. That ugly ass, big ass silver SUV from like 07. Oh, what, baby? You not a fan? You just in my DMs telling me that I'm your man. Yeah, I didn't know I had it either. Joey turned the mic on and I guess it sparked a fire. And all these baddies wanna ride now. wanna be my passenger princess, and she wanna see a party trick. This ain't a watch, it's an Omnitrix.
There it is. All right, this is Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am going to see. I'm going to stick around. Probably go till like 11:15 if no one else comes in. I want to play just a little bit of one more track from Joey Valence and Bray, because the opening bar is just crazy, crazy.